Iron ore miner Fortescue Metals Group has reported their first half results. So precisely what happened in these numbers? Well, they saw a surge in their first half profit. It came in at $2.4 billion, and that was ahead of the market's expectations of $2.3 billion. So the headline number was an increase of 280%. Revenue was also up sharply by 83%, coming in at a touch over $6.4 billion. Once again, this was ahead of the market's expectations for a figure of $6.3 billion. And the icing on the cake was a record interim dividend of 76 cents per share. So that was up very sharply from the 30 cent payment that was made the same time last year. So precisely what happened when it comes to Fortescue's results for the last 6 months? Well, to put it simply, we saw a surge in iron ore prices over the course of the last 12 months, really. That was a reflection of Chinese steel demand. There was record steel production in China over the course of the previous 12 months. That measure was up by around 83%. And within that, we saw Fortescue Metals ship more iron ore, they were able to produce more iron ore, and they were able to capture those higher prices. So they realized an average price of $80 per ton for each ton of iron ore that they shipped. So that was up by 73%. They were able to lower costs over the course of the period. That measure was down by around 3%. Because of the efficiencies that they've been able to deliver through investment in their production facilities, they were able to produce 7% more iron ore, and they were able to ship 7% more over the course of the period as well. So that saw a surge in their underlying earnings, which were up by 160% to $4.2 billion, and they saw iron ore revenue double over the course of the period to $5.7 billion. So where to from here for Fortescue Metals, having delivered such an excellent result as far as the last 6 months are concerned? Well, the market is very much forward-looking, as we well know. Despite the stellar performance over the course of the last 6 months, what the markets are now focusing on is the prospects for growth, particularly in Asian and emerging economies, but specifically China, given the impact of the coronavirus. What does that mean for growth? And there are question marks over whether or not Fortescue Metals is going to be able to replicate the fine performance that they put together over the course of the last 6 months in the final half of their year. The shares moved a little bit higher, but given the fact that they were up by more than 170% last year and up by a further 4% this year, investors have been pretty cautious in taking the shares further in the immediate aftermath of the result.